Philippa Hitchin managed to speak to the Archbishop of Évry-Corbeil-Essonne, Michel Dubost, in an effort to find out more about this so-called eldest daughter of the Catholic Church and the debate regarding the much-bandied issue of laïcité, the separation between church and state, which, as Philippa found out, refers as much these days to Islam as to Christianity.
May I say first that it's the first visit of the Pope Benedict, but Cardinal Ratzinger was a man who came very often in France and is a member of our academy. And that means a lot of links, and we are not welcoming only the Pope Benedict, but we are welcoming the man with, we have a lot of intellectual links, and that is very important. Second, you know, laïcité is a French word. It's quite difficult to translate in English, but it's not now used for the link between state and church. We use it, but the most important topic is not how between the state and the church, but between the society and the Muslims. And very often, what is said about laïcité is not said about Catholics, but about Islam. And that makes a lot of difference.
You talk about the growing presence of Muslim immigrants today. They're particularly found in your diocese, aren't they, around Paris there?
Yes, there is, you know, we are in my diocese, there is 1,200,000 people, and about 100,000 are coming from countries with a Muslim culture. So we are linked with a lot of Muslims here.
How would you evaluate the dialogue? How would you describe the church's effort, perhaps, to try and ease these tensions and improve these relations between Islam and French society today?
You know, there is no real tension between Catholics and Muslims. There is no real tension between the society, the former society and the new society, if I may say so. But there are tensions with Islamists that are a very small minority amongst the Muslims people. And this tension is not only between Catholics or the society and the Islamic, but even between the Muslim people and the Islamic people. You know, in my diocese, about only 10% are of the people coming from a Muslim background are mosque goers, and most of them are very good friends and very good citizens and want to be good citizens. But there is a minority that try to find an identity against the church or against the society. But it's a small minority. And some Muslims, we have got, you know, real research of the truth, and we try to pray by the others and to explain to the others what we are doing when we try to pray.
What would you describe as the other main challenges facing the church, particularly in your area today?
Well, I think the main challenge is the secularism. Another problem is the difference of culture. One third of the birth here are black, and people are coming from different countries with different culture. And it's wonderful to see the cathedral where 70 or 75% of the population is black or coming from Asia. But it's not easy, and it's a great challenge. And the challenge needs a lot of strength. And it's not so easy because people are always on the move. You know, every 7 years, one half of the department of the diocese is changing. People are going away and new people are coming. And we have to restart every time, every day. That's a difficulty.
What are you personally hoping from this papal visit?
Oh, you know, when you are waiting for a pope, you are waiting to be strengthened in your faith. And I'm waiting for that. And, you know, sometimes the Pope will also tell us that that is not a good way to do it, and I think it's, we are always ready to listen to the Pope. We have got some advice to say. But there is one thing more here. To see the Pope is to see the man who is the symbol, the sign, I would dare say the sacrament of the unity of mankind, of humanity. And it is very important here to welcome the man who tell us by his own presence that we are walking to unity of the world. And I welcome him as the sign of the Catholicity of the Church. And here it's a very important matter. And third, but that's a very small thing. You know that Cardinal Ratzinger did like my diocese because the founder of the Diocese of Munich thriving was coming from our diocese, St. Corbinian, and the beer that is on the motto of the Pope is coming from my diocese. So it's also a little bit like a feast of St. Corbinian to see him not very far from here. We had last Saturday and Sunday Monsignor Marx, Bishop Marx from Munich, and we prepare ourselves with him to the visit of the Pope.
Thank you there to the Archbishop of Évry, Corbeil-Essonnes, Michel Dubost, speaking there to Philippa Hitchin.